Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's the Ed Lover Morning Show on 104.3 Jams. Jen and I were just discussing whitewashing in Hollywood and everything else that's been going on around America. And the whitewashing is, to me is when you take a role that should go to a person's certain ethnicity and you have a white actor either voice that role if it's a cartoon or play that role. And there have been some egregious examples of this throughout history. Do you remember, Jen, and you're probably too young to remember this, do you remember the movie... what's the name? Scarface.
Yeah, I sure do. I already know where you're going to go with it, but I know you can say it better
than me. Al Pacino playing a Cuban.
Yeah, Pacino playing a Cuban. And a lot of other actors, the one that plays his sister. It's his sister, right? Or his girlfriend.
Yeah, well, let's go all the way back to West Side Story, Jen. What did you think about that one?
That's the one that really sticks out to me. And me and you have talked about this before, especially Natalie Wood. She played Maria. And just hearing people talk with accents, it just always made me uncomfortable, even though I love that movie, but
that was so disrespectful.
Yeah,
and Rita
really
Moreno. Rita Moreno was in the movie.
Oh,
Rita
she's
Moreno
our pride
won
and joy.
An Oscar.
You know, Marina Moreno's our pride and joy. Absolutely.
Rita Moreno won an Oscar for that movie. So when you whitewash stuff like that, Jen, you know what that says? It says it sends out a message that people of color aren't good enough. How can we not be good enough to play a role that was designed for us or that's supposed to be us? That's disrespectful all the way around. Did you know that Eugene Levy, you remember Eugene Levy from American Pie?
Oh, yeah.
He played the father in American Pie.
Yeah, right.
Did you know that he played in Father of the Bride 2, he played Mr. Habib, an Arab character?
Ooh, I did not know that, but I know he does play a lot of different races just because he has that ambiguous look to him, which doesn't mean it's
Jen,
okay.
That's BS, Jen.
It doesn't mean it's okay.
BS.
And then to put on an accent, not okay.
Do you remember the Adam Sandler movie Big Daddy?
I don't remember Big Daddy, actually.
Well, Big Daddy was when he had the adopted son, the guy supposed to be the godfather. Well, it was a pretty funny movie, but there you go. Rob Schneider in that one played a Middle Eastern delivery guy. Oh, Passion of the Christ. Jim Caviezel? Played Jesus.
Jesus
one white?
I know.
Come on, man. This is...
And Moses, too. I forget the actor's name that played Moses. You know, that movie that comes on during Easter.
Don't forget Robert Downey Jr. got over in Tropic Thunder with the blackface.
You're right. That is a prime example. And that movie wasn't really that long ago.
Absolutely. Don't forget that. So it's a shock for us to find out that for 20 years, Mike Henry, a white guy, has been playing a black animated character, Cleveland Brown, on television, on Family Guy.
Yeah, this is making a lot of actors very self-aware of their choices and how they approach characters that just instill more stereotypes, or probably black people who are actually of that certain ethnicity to play those characters.
It's just lazy to me. It's lazy to me, one, and it's non-inclusive. It's saying, well, I can't find somebody good enough to play Cleveland Brown, so let me let this white dude do it. Or I couldn't find a Puerto Rican actress that was good enough to play Maria, so just let me give it to a white woman. It's just being non-inclusive. And Hollywood and television, you need to stop, and you need to be ashamed of yourselves, for real. See, I love a morning show on 104.3 Jam.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.